Welcome, virtual entrepreneurs, millennials on the go, and adventure seekers with big dreams. You found the right place. My name is Alexis Teichmiller, a millennial, lifestyle blogger, and digital creative. The Laptop Lifestyle is designed to inspire, educate, and challenge you to live the life you want every day. Together, let's unlock how to live the laptop lifestyle to the fullest. Hey guys, it's Alexis here, and I am here with Hunter Schleicher, and I am super excited to have her on the show today because I have watched her from afar. She's a blogger I've been following for quite some time now, and I am stoked to have her on the show and have her share her story with y'all. Hey Hunter, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I am so good. I would love for you to kind of share, you know, how you got into blogging, what that journey has looked like, and kind of what you're up to right now.
Let's see, where did it start? So Cameron, my fiance, is a photographer, and he was just always taking photos of me and, you know, just kind of documenting our lives and our travels, and they were just all sitting on a hard drive. And I was a journalism major at Ole Miss, and so I kind of got into writing through that, and I've always loved writing. And then one day I was just sitting at my parents' house. It was after we had just got back from Italy, and I just sat down at my parents' kitchen table and wrote three or four blog posts and didn't even tell anyone I was writing them. And then the next day I launched my blog. So that's kind of how I got started. And I didn't really have any ideas of what I wanted it to be. I just knew that I wanted to start something. And that was, I think, 7 months ago now. So still figuring it out, but I'm absolutely loving it.
Wow, girl. And you have grown so quickly in those 7 months.
Thank you. I mean, I think it's been a combined effort between Cameron and I too, because, and I think that's one of my favorite parts about my blog, is that we get to spend time together and we get to pursue our passions simultaneously and work together on this. So I think that's one of my favorite parts about it, is that we get to do that together.
Yeah. So you were a journalism major in college. And I also read that you were an English minor too.
Yeah, I was an English minor. And then I had an emphasis in PR, but really didn't intend on pursuing public relations. And then to flash back a little bit, the summer before my senior year, I had an awesome internship at the Green Room PR and loved it. And then ended up taking a full-time job there when I graduated in May. And so I was a publicist for a while and worked for the women at the Green Room, who taught me so much, but then kind of just decided that that wasn't where I saw myself in 5 years or 10 years down the road. So kind of took that leap of faith and I'm blogging full time now.
Okay. So you graduated, worked for a publicity or a PR firm. And then right after that, after just a few months, you went full time. Like, tell me about that transition from graduating college, going and getting kind of a traditional job as soon as you graduated, and then you decided, hey, this isn't for me. I'm going to start blogging full time.
Yeah, my life was pretty crazy there for a few months, around May to July. So within 2 months, I graduated from college on a Saturday, started working, I believe it was that following Monday, got engaged, and then started my blog. So it was the best kind of crazy. So busy, crazy, but crazy, busy, but really good. And I loved it, but I ultimately just decided that PR was not where I saw myself. And with my mom being a business owner, I just wanted to be honest with my employees and, you know, just told them that wasn't where my passion was. And so I guess in January, February, I started blogging full time. So yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind, but in the best way.
Wow. And so in the last couple of months, you decided to go full time.
Yeah. And it's been a huge transition because, you know, I went from four people depending on me for a lot of things to kind of being my own boss and setting my own goals and all that. So it's been, I've learned a lot about myself in the process as well. And, the time management that I learned from PR has helped me so much with managing my blog and figuring out deadlines and things like that.
Yeah. What is something that you've learned about yourself in that process of going full time? Like about Hunter?
I've learned that I can be really hard on myself. I think just with anything with blogging and just this digital world that we're in, or at least for me, I feel like as soon as I hit one accomplishment, I'm thinking about the next one. And I don't really take the time to kind of sit and soak in my accomplishments. So that's one thing that I've been working on lately, is just taking the time to realize the strides I've made and where I want to go from here.
Yeah, sometimes whenever, at least things I've experienced in my creative career and like as a blogger and podcaster, is I'll work really hard for something and then it will happen. And then I don't even take time to like soak in that satisfaction or like give myself the opportunity to like be like celebrate it, if that makes sense. Because
yeah,
it's absolutely. Like, oh, on to the next thing, you know?
Absolutely. And that's one reason I love what you're doing with Laptop Lifestyle, is because, you know, just hearing these other stories of people who are living similar lives, and it just makes me rethink my daily life. And it's just really inspiring, because I hear things on each episode where someone says something, I'm like, oh, I should take the time to appreciate my accomplishments. Or it just challenged me to think of ways to improve my own laptop lifestyle, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's one thing with the laptop lifestyle is I think it's something that you don't know until you get into it, is that there's not necessarily this community around you all the time like there is in an office or at a traditional workspace. You know, like whenever you go full time, it's you, you know, and like you depend on yourself, but you also don't always get to have that personal community all the time as someone that lives kind of a virtual life.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to seek out that community, I feel like. And I feel like Nashville is an awesome place for that. And everyone has been so incredibly helpful just on my journey of blogging. And I've reached out to several people who have been more than willing to help, just like I have with some of my friends who are trying to start a blog. So I feel like the creative community in Nashville is just always so inspiring.
I completely agree. I like feed off of the energy here, you know?
I know. And being from here, it's interesting to see the evolution of the city. I mean, I don't like it sometimes because, you know, it's an hour-long wait at Frothy Monkey, where it used to be maybe 20 minutes. But the creative energy in the city is awesome. And not even just with blogging, just everything. I feel like everyone's just always willing to help one another. And even if their careers aren't in the same field, like everyone's willing to help each other and figure out how they can work together.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's also the aspect of an online community and an in-person community. And, you know, it's incredible to build an in-person community as well as online, too, because as bloggers and as people who share their life and their opinions and what they're doing in their travels, I mean, that's really what a blogger is you're sharing your life and what you do and what you believe in with other people. And so you're building this audience, too. And I was actually thinking back to when I first started following you, and girl, like your Instagram following has literally blown up. Like you just hit 20K, right?
I did yesterday. So exciting.
That's so exciting.
That was one accomplishment that I was pretty proud of myself for. And I made myself, you know, appreciate that accomplishment, because a year ago, if anyone had told me that I would reach that from blogging, I would never. I've always wanted to start a blog, but I didn't think that I would have the time or didn't know if people would be interested in what I had to say. So I was pretty proud of that.
So how many Instagram followers did you have prior to starting a blog?
2,000, maybe 3,000, something like that. So been pretty quick.
That's awesome. I mean, and with that also comes, you know, brand deals and a lot of collaborations. Tell me what managing that process has been like, because I think there's a lot of behind the scenes things that people don't know about brand partnerships with bloggers and things like that. So what has been, you know, what have been a few companies that you've worked with, and then how do you kind of manage that process?
Yeah, I didn't even know all that was behind the scenes of blogging. actually, Julie Solomon, who you had on your show, has been super helpful. If any bloggers are listening to this, and she, or not even just bloggers, just influencers, she has just great resources for learning to monetize your business online, and just not even just monetizing, just connecting with your followers and just kind of gaining the audience that you want to connect with. But she's been super helpful with that. And then with time management, I think one of the biggest things for me has just been, and I mean this as nicely as possible, but just learning to say no for the things that aren't the best fit for me and my blog and my brand. And not only with brands, but just on a daily basis, because if I did everything that everyone asked me to do, then I would not have any time to do my own I'm sure you can relate. So yeah, just time management. And I think that my PR job really helped me in that, and learning to balance all the things that are coming at you all the time.
Did you always know that you wanted to own your own business? I know that you mentioned before we hit record that your mom was an entrepreneur and had really inspired you as a young woman. Is that something that you knew that you always kind of wanted to do? Or did you just kind of feel that over time as you got into the workforce?
I think subconsciously I always knew I wanted to, but just wanted to branch out a little bit at first. But my mom has been a huge, huge inspiration my entire life. I mean, she has the most incredible story. She dropped out of high school when she was a sophomore and had me at 19 and, you know, didn't graduate high school and went to beauty school and paid for all these things on her own. And, you know, everyone kind of doubted her. And now she has 4 successful businesses and we're working on a 5th together. So it's been, she's definitely been a huge inspiration for throughout my entire life. The business that my mom and I are starting is her hand-me-downs program, and it just actually got registered as a 501c3 nonprofit, but it's for women with cancer to pass down their wigs so to someone else who's struggling with cancer. So we're really excited about that.
Wow. I love that. Hunter, that is so cool.
I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. My mom's idea, and she started it, and then I came up with the name. So we've kind of worked on it together. But it started because she, being in the hair world, would help women who she knew struggling with cancer find wigs, because they can be really, really pricey. And so she helped them find it at a good price. And then fortunately, some of her friends who struggled with cancer made it through, and then they wanted someone else to use those wigs that they use. So they're going to write their stories down in a notebook. And with each wig that gets passed around, it's going to have all the stories of those women in it.
Wow. That is powerful. What a business with meaning, like in heart.
But I think I haven't really realized how much of an inspiration she was until I was, you know, done with college and out on my own and figuring out what I wanted to do. And I really admire how my mom isn't afraid to take risks. And, you know, when she started Parlor 3, it was this rundown building, and she brought me and my dad and a bunch of our friends there, and we just couldn't see it. And she has always seen the vision behind things, and she just always makes things happen. And I think that I see more of her in myself the older I get and the further I get into this blogging thing, and just kind of like me just randomly starting my blog. I see my mom in that, because that's just how she's always been and how she always will be.
Yeah, I mean, there's an aspect of blogging that you're kind of like, you're kind of paving the road as you're walking on it. You know, like no one knows what they're doing or how to really do it, how to price, like what is your pricing structure, what to tell brands, what contracts to sign, like. I honestly feel like it's a mystery, and I feel like there are so many people who are like wanting to be bloggers and who are either going full time or they're wanting to start one right now. And that's what I love about your story, Hunter, is you literally started your blog 7 months ago and now you're already full time. So
yeah, and I mean, I'm figuring things out every single day still, and I know I will continue to, but I think that's the thing. One of the other big things that I've learned so far is everyone has their opinions of what you should and shouldn't do, or ways that you should handle your blog. And I think ultimately the ones who are the most successful are the people who stay true to themselves. So you can listen to advice and, you know, seek advice because it's really important, but also put your own spin on things and always just stay true to who you are and what your vision is.
Yeah. And that's hard too, you know, especially whenever you have so many like outside forces coming in and telling you, you know, what kind of clothes you should wear, what kind of trends to follow, how you should run your business, what you should post on social media, share more, don't share too much. Like there's so many opinions on how to run your business. And it's like, how do you decide, all right, this is what I want to do? Like how do you stay true to yourself?
That's a great question. I mean, it's you work at it every day and you realize things that, you know, you want to stay true to yourself, but you also want to pay attention to what your audience loves. So, I mean, I never intended on sharing any of my, like recently I shared just a personal struggle that I dealt with. It was a post about self-love and an eating disorder that I struggled with and body image issues. And that was by far the most engagement and the most feedback I've ever received on a post. And I never would have thought about, to even post about that. In fact, I almost deleted it right after I posted it. And so I think just kind of testing out and experience, like testing out with your followers and with your community and seeing what they like and what you feel comfortable with sharing. And I mean, I didn't realize how much I would love sharing that. So I think even just testing yourself to see what you're comfortable with and what inspires you.
Yeah, I actually want to dig into that, Hunter. That was kind of on one of the things I wanted to bring up is I read your post on self-love, and I would love for you to share just a little bit of that story because I agree with you. I mean, the things I share sometimes on social, I never would have thought I would have shared even a year ago, even 6 months ago. And it's like the more and more that I get to know my audience, the more I want to share my story and hopefully help somebody. And that's exactly what you did. So, I mean, if you're comfortable with that, I would love for you to kind of talk about absolutely. That process of sharing that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever I was struggling with this, I didn't even know I had a problem. I didn't even admit it to myself, much less thousands of people. Mm-hmm. But I think it was really important for me to share it as part of almost like my final, and I don't want to say final because everyone isn't always completely happy with themselves, but one of the last phases in my healing process. And so I struggled with eating disorder all throughout high school, and it would go from one extreme to another where people would be worried about me being too skinny to where I would just yo-yo diet, and it was just a very unhealthy lifestyle. And I, shut out the people who tried to help me and just was in a really bad place. And I think if it weren't for those people that did try, even though I pushed them away, it would have been a lot worse. Yeah, so I think once I kind of hit rock bottom, I realized that I was not in a good place and that I wasn't happy, and there was so much more to life than my appearance, and that I was really hurting people in the process, which was never my intention. I just wasn't happy with myself, therefore it translated over to my relationships with people. And so, ever since then, it's just been kind of an ongoing process of healing. And I don't know, I think just probably in college, just something clicked that I'm going to be happy with myself no matter what. And it's important even on those days when you wake up and like everyone has days where they wake up and they don't feel 100%. And I think even on those days, that's when it's most important to just remind yourself that you are enough.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that, Hunter. I really appreciate that story. And I can completely relate with, not loving myself all the time. And I love that you were vulnerable enough to share that. And also that you knew that, I love that you said it was the final piece to your healing. Like, because I believe in that process, those processes of healing and things that you need to do in order to kind of close that door and really end that chapter. So I love that you shared that, as well as now you're able to take that experience and you're able to help other people who struggle with the same thing.
Absolutely. And I think that was the most inspirational thing to me, was realizing how I can have an impact on these people's lives. And I mean, I cannot even tell you how many emails, text messages from people I know, people halfway across the world, just everything you could imagine, just thanking me and telling me how much that my story resonated with them. And I think it was the first time that I have really truly grasped what I can do with my blog and that I really can help people. So that was really cool for me.
One of the biggest gifts of creating an online business or creating a platform where you can write and share and things like that is that human connection where you're able to share a part of your life and help other people. And I think that when you keep that the center and you make it about serving other people, that's exactly what it does. But whenever you hold, that with a closed fist and you don't share and you keep it pretty like impersonal, people can feel that. People can feel that from you or, from a blogger or even an entrepreneur. And so like there's that aspect of human connection of really like serving your audience.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think about my favorite bloggers, and it's the ones who are a little bit more real on their Instagram stories or in their posts and things like that. And so, I mean, it's a constant struggle, I think, for any blogger to try and be really authentic with everything that you do, because, you know, I mean, you know how it is. Everyone wants to show that highlight reel, but that's what one of my biggest goals with my blog is, to show that, like, yes, I'm going to show the celebrations and the peaks of my life, but I also want to show, like I did with that post, the not so awesome parts. And I think that people really, that's what people really love.
I hate that the word authentic has become a buzzword of 2016 and 17. Like, I feel like everyone's like, be authentic, be your true self, which is so awesome. But now I feel like it's almost like over talked about. You know what I mean?
We need a new adjective for it.
I know, we really do. Well, let's figure that out. We'll get back to everybody on what we decide. But no, I really do think that there is an aspect to creating an online space where you're able to share and be open. But at the same time, that also comes with those voices of negativity and doubt and people who might not, you know, understand what you're creating and might not take it very well. So how do you overcome that negativity, or how do you overcome that doubt within yourself too?
I think one of the things I've struggled the most with when I first started blogging is how do I make myself come across this digital platform? And I think you do an amazing job of that. And that's one of the things that every day I'm working towards. And my friends always joke about how I overuse the quote, comparison is a thief of joy, but I honestly think that it changed my life because it just rings true in almost every aspect of your life if you make it. When I first started, and I think everyone kind of goes through this, you just compare yourself to others and you just have to get over that and realize that you have a voice and you have something unique to bring to the table. And I think that there is room for everyone in this digital world, but only if you stay true to yourself. Like, there can't be a million Hunters and there can't be a million Alexises. So you just have to be true to who you are and stay true to your vision.
Yeah. And there's an aspect too, that not all envy is bad either. Like, people like, I don't like the word jealous, but I do think that envy, like, man, I'm envious of that. That makes me want to work hard. And then I want that too. You know, like,
yeah,
I think
totally.
that can sometimes be really, yeah, it can be really constructive. And so I actually read this. I don't even remember who I read it from on their Instagram post, but they were talking about the word envy and how sometimes it can actually be extremely motivating, but you have to be careful because there's a fine line between envy and jealousy. And so, like, jealousy is whenever it's just, like, turned straight into negativity. But envy is like, maybe I'd kind of like to have that. I'm going to work hard and get it too, you know? And so there is an aspect of social and blogging and even just entrepreneurship in general that people from the outside can look into and be like, oh, that looks so glamorous, or I'd like to have that, or why can't I be her, or she has a lot of followers and I don't. And it becomes this, like, this battle between I would do this if I could just have this. Like, I would be more successful if I could just have more followers. I would be happier in my job if I could just do this, you know? And then it just turns into this really just unhealthy pattern of a mindset. And it's like, how do you break that mindset?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
Have you always had people really supportive and receptive to everything that you've done in the last year? Or have there been people whose comments or opinions have hurt you and maybe even set you back?
I always think it's interesting how there's people halfway across the world or people that you'll never meet in your life that can support some things, yet people who you would assume who are close to you would support you. And this isn't just with myself. I've seen it with other people as well. But I have to say, for the most part, just the incredible support that I have from the people who matter have outweighed the negativity. And I was saying, just meeting fellow Nashville bloggers, and they've just all taken me in and been so unbelievably supportive. And I mean, I could call any of them right now for anything. And it translates over to friendships as well. It's not like we're just blogger friends and always sit and talk about as blogging. It's, they're genuine friends now. And I think that has outweighed any negative comments or anything like that.
I love that you said that the people who matter, they outweigh the people that don't. And that's how it should be. But sometimes it's really hard not to focus on the people that have said something that has hurt you or just like that negative kind of energy. And so I love that you protect that and that you guard that and you try to surround yourself with people who do lift you up. And that's really, really important.
It wasn't always like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think you just build a thicker skin and you just learn that dwelling on that isn't going to help anything and it's only going to bring you down. So you just focus on your success and also focus on cheering on your friends, because it can be really easy to get so caught up in your life that you forget how hard your friends are working. Like you with your podcast, I can't imagine how much work that takes. So it's good sometimes to take a step back from your own world and realize, you know, what your friends are doing and how you can help them and how you can cheer them on.
Yeah, I agree. You can get so focused on what you're working on that you have to remember to look up and be like, oh, everybody else is working hard too. Let me go cheer them on. Because that's important, you know, like giving that positive energy to people. And then maybe one day when you really need it, they'll reciprocate that to you. So one of the aspects I love about your blog is how you encompass travel and just travel content. And you always like inspire people to travel and to explore the world. And I love that about your brand and your personality. Do you have anything like fun coming up or anything planned that you're excited about?
Well, Cameron and I both, I mean, ultimately, we would love to be travel bloggers. Like, he loves photography and I love writing, and our favorite things to photograph and write about are our travels and our experiences together. And we've been, you know, on a lot of trips together and been out of the country several times, and we got engaged in Italy, actually. But we really haven't seen much of our own country. And So the summer after we get married, so next summer, our plan is to go on an Airstream tour of different parts of the country. And we're not selling our house and packing up and leaving or anything, but we want to go for a couple of months and then come back and just go when we can. But we're in the process of finding the perfect Airstream and figuring out where we're going to store it. And then we're going to start a renovation process and, yeah, just go from there.
Whoa, that is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to see the whole world, but we thought, why not start close to where we live? I mean, I think a lot of my desire to just go in an Airstream rather than flying or whatever just comes from when I lived in Mississippi. And it sounds weird, but so I never thought I would go to school at Ole Miss, and then ended up loving it and ended up actually really falling in love with Mississippi and just the small towns and not necessarily just the bigger ones that everyone knows. And so not only do I want to see all the big cities and go do all the things that everyone does, but I want to those in-between moments and the in-between cities and, you know, just when we're in the Airstream and driving through towns, like, we want to get out and adventure those places as well.
Yeah, I love the in-between moments and the random pit stops and the pull-offs to take pictures whenever you see the perfect, like, field. I love those moments, because to me, that is more of an experience than necessarily, like, flying in and doing all the touristy things, which are still fun, don't get me wrong. But in my experience and travel, like, the last year, I've been traveling a lot more than I ever have in my entire life. But that's something I've been learning, is those off-road, you know, hole-in-the-wall local places honestly bring me so much more joy in life and culture than, like, something touristy does. And so whenever my friend Jessica and I went to Seattle, we actually just did what all of our Lyft drivers and Uber drivers told us to do.
That's
so
awesome.
We would get in a Lyft and we'd be like, all right, we're going to go to dinner. Like, take us wherever you think we should go. And then they would just take us to, like, a local bar or a local pub or a local restaurant. And they're like, yeah, this is great, and you need to order this. And so then it was more of a local experience versus something that was, like, really, really touristy. Of course, we still went to Pike Place Market, you know, but we wanted those in-between moments. And I love that. And honestly, that, in my opinion, makes the best content. Like those in-between moments make the best types of content and the best stories.
Yeah, that's what we tried to do our whole – we got engaged in Italy in July, and that's what we tried to do our whole trip. I actually studied abroad there when I was a sophomore in college, and so I kind of knew most of the areas. But when we went to different cities besides Florence, we would sit and ask the local – because I speak somewhat fluent Italian. And so we would ask all the locals
where the best places to go
might be, and those were our – favorite memories were just the off the beaten path ones.
For sure, for sure. Girl, I have absolutely loved getting to talk with you, and I've loved hearing your story, and I'm so grateful that you took the time to be on the Laptop Lifestyle. I just actually have one more question for you. But before I do, I would love if you could share with everybody where to find you online.
Okay, so my blog is at www.hunterschleicher.com. I know it's long, and my Instagram's the same thing. And in a few months, it'll be Hunter Primo, so that'll be a lot easier for everyone to go find.
Have you already bought that Instagram and URL?
I've bought the URL, not the Instagram. I haven't thought about that one yet. I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, girl. Okay, so my last question for you, girl, is what does the Laptop Lifestyle mean to you?
So to me, the Laptop Lifestyle is just the ability and the freedom to pursue my passions and the things that matter to me and connect with others from all over the world.